Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the Chicago province. The title of his preaching today is Mere Observance of the Law is Never Enough.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. It strikes me that this is a pretty significant gospel for us to hear in our day and age, especially in the context of all the culture wars going on in the United States, the culture wars even having to do with law and order in our country as well as in other countries of the world. We are struggling profoundly to find balance in our understanding of all of these concepts by which we live. What the scriptures for today, and especially this gospel, teach me is that mere observance of law is never enough. More necessary than observance of law is faithfully and truthfully living out the purpose of the law. Let me say that again. Mere observance of law is never enough. More necessary than the observance of law is faithfully and truthfully living out the purpose of the law. Failing to live out the law renders observance of the law meaningless. Because the readings for today are so based on fulfillment of the law, of course, I've been thinking of the Ten Commandments, and in particular, the third commandment. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath. We don't keep the Sabbath as the Jews have done for centuries, but Catholics observe Sunday as a holy day, a day of rest, as a day of our obligation and our attendance at Mass. Pope Emeritus Benedict, in one of his writings, says that keeping this commandment, remember to keep holy the Sabbath, was more than ritual. It was a way to imitate God, and it also constituted the core of the social order. Good things for us to remember. And I was thinking particularly of our participation in our Sunday Masses, with this past Sunday having been the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi Sunday. And I was thinking all week of the Eucharist and of communion. Have you ever seen a person approaching communion more composed, more reverent, more holy and saintly looking than anything you've ever seen? I have. I'm always fascinated by the reverence with which people approach communion. And then I ask, have you ever possibly seen the same person post-communion? Impatient, nasty, mean-spirited, and even foul-mouthed? Sadly, I have. And it makes me think, what did communion mean? What did communion accomplish? What did fulfilling one's Sunday obligation achieve? Apparently nothing. Nothing at all. Mere observance of law is never enough. More necessary than the observance of law is faithfully and truthfully living out the purpose of the law. Today offers all people, especially Christians, a chance to assess not what laws or principles or standards we believe in and ascribe to, but rather how faithfully and truthfully we ourselves live out what we ascribe to, making sure as much as is possible that we live what we profess, that we practice what we preach, that we become what we pray, that we receive in Holy Communion what we already are, the body of Christ. When that happens, then using Jesus' own words from today's gospel, we too will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Even now, even right where we live.